Next one is called No Laughing Matter, and it's about an incident at a comedy gig by the comedian Daniel Tosh, where he said, wouldn't it be funny if someone heckling him was raped? And it's just not funny. It's called No Laughing Matter. It must have been an amazing gig to sit there and endure joke after joke about rape before her patience finally snapped, but he still didn't twig, and tried to crack yet another jape. Rape is not a living matter. It's not clever or sick. I won't fall for any fancy patter. It's just sick and a bit thick. Not exactly dazzled by such acerbic wit. She thought he was just an enormous zit, a giant pustule on the face of humanity, spouting drivel verging on insanity. Let's bring down the curtain on having a laugh at others' misfortune. Why would anyone want to pay good dosh to see Daniel Tosh metaphorically at the audience over the head with a cosh? To see a comic prey on the vulnerable, those least able, shattered inside, betrayed by a thousand blows, why would you want to see such shows? What must she have thought, stabbed by the sexist retort? Wouldn't it be hilarious to make her feel small, to be forced once again to go through it all? Another comic of special renown is Jim Davidson, that hilarious clown, thought it funny not to perform his show with disabled people in the front row. Consign discrimination and misogyny deep into the dustbin of history. There are lots of ways of being funny without resorting to cheap comedy. There's sarcasm, satire, wordplay and puns, slapstick with custard pies and cream buns, banana skins to trip up the unwary, drunken buffoons getting leery, observational humour full of insight, inane pratfalls and ridiculous flight of fancy, surreal dadaism and mime, the subtle art of comic timing. Tim Minchin's witty rhyming, Monty Python's silly walks, Blackadder sticking forks up his nose and going wibble. Isn't that a better way to raise a tittle? Any pedants out there might know that Blackadder actually stuck pencils up his nose instead of forks, but pencils doesn't rhyme.